This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Funeral services continue in Uvalde, Texas, for the 19 students and two teachers killed in a teenage gunman's rampage at the Robb Elementary School. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The hearses crawl by, some black, some silver, and even white, and in a pair Friday for cousins. Families of two more having funerals Saturday, McKenna Lee Elrod and Rogelio Fernandez Torres. McKenna's family says she wrote notes to them, hiding them so they could be found later. A light to all who knew her, who loved to feed animals on the family's ranch. While a school bus driver remembers Rogelio asking to sit in the back, because that's where the visiting happens. In an obituary, his family describes Rogelio as outgoing and always eager to help, with a smile on his face. I'm Ben Thomas.
The mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are again putting the focus on gun control measures, such as waiting periods to buy firearms. Advocates say such measures can provide authorities with time to complete background checks and create a cooling-off period for people who might pose an imminent danger. The gunman who killed his surgeon, another doctor, and two others this week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, bought an AR-style rifle hours before the shooting. Just 9 states and Washington, D.C. have explicit waiting periods before people can purchase at least some types of firearms. Gun rights advocates say such laws hinder people who seek guns to protect themselves. The White House says a small private airplane mistakenly entered restricted airspace near President Joe Biden's vacation home Saturday. Officials say there was no threat to Biden or his family, and they later